online at thegraceplace.com. We're located at 1550 Salerno Road, Stuart, Florida. You can call us at 772-287-6388. At The Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Amen. We've been talking about kingdom. This is kingdom, because when you talk kingdom, whenever you pray, and don't stop praying it, whenever you pray, thy kingdom come, that's a declaration of war. Amen. Say amen, everybody. Amen. It's a declaration of war because kingdoms clash. God's kingdom is not going to coexist with other kingdoms. We reread the book of Revelation, we see that all the kingdoms of this world are eventually going to submit and become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Kingdoms are like that. The domain of darkness is like that. It won't coexist. It's trying to take over. Amen. It's trying to take over. Amen. You hear people phrase it this way: the devil's busy. Yes, sir. Amen. He's not gonna settle. You know, if you let him ride, he's gonna want to drive. Amen. You give him an inch, he's gonna take a mile. Amen. You open the door, he's bringing all his buddies with him. Amen. Amen. He's not settled for you just doing one little thing. Oh, he wants everything. How many know the devil is a lie though? There's a kingdom here, and we are in that kingdom, and the kingdom of God is greater, hello? But it's governed by spiritual laws. God is calling everyone in the body of Christ. Listen, we're about to cross over. It's a shifting going on in the spirit realm. Amen. Hear what I'm saying? And God has reserved the best wine for last. Amen. The divine wine is about to be poured. That governor said, you know, usually they serve the best wine first and then they serve the cheaper stuff last. But you have reserved the best wine for last. Anybody ready for the best wine? Amen. The best wine, the best that God has is coming. Amen. In the midst of the darkness, the light's going to shine the brightest. So the call is to a new day in faith. Tell somebody, I'm going higher. I'm being upgraded. I'm increasing. I'm enlarging. That's why, let me tell you something, that's why the devil has fought you tooth and nail. That's why the pressure's been so great. He knows your potential. He knows what you carry. And guess what? He's scared of you. I said he's scared of you. If you ever come into the knowledge of who you really are and really start walking in your stature, that's what he wants to keep hidden from you. That's why he said if you eat of this fruit, then you'll be like God. They were already like God. He knew he couldn't touch them. That's how it is. That's the reality. He's a liar. The father of lies. The creator of lies. A murderer. From the beginning. A deceiver. Amen. A deceiver. That's why the truth sets us free. If we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Deuteronomy 11, verse 24 and 25. I want you to get out of here today knowing that the enemy is under your feet. Amen. I said he's under your feet. Deuteronomy 11, verse 24 and 25. Every place whereon the soles of your feet shall tread shall be yours. This is a promise he gave to Israel. Then he measured out the parameters from the wilderness and Lebanon, from the river Euphrates, even unto the uttermost sea shall your coast be. There shall no man be able to stand before you, for the Lord your God shall lay the fear of you and the dread of you upon all the land that you shall tread upon, as he has said unto you. It's a promise to Israel, and that's a promise to the church today. That's a promise to the Old Testament church. It's a promise to the church today. Amen? Now look at chapter 33 of Deuteronomy and verse 29. I want to tie this in, Old Covenant and New Covenant. Happy art thou, O Israel. Who is like unto thee, O people saved by the Lord? The shield of thy help. And who is the sword of thy excellency? And thine enemies shall be found liars unto thee, and thou shalt tread upon their high places. Anyone ready to tread upon some high places? Okay, we got it. Listen, bring all that ghetto thinking to an end. This purpose, you know, to garbage out. Take the garbage out. And start filling your mind up with other things, the things of God, the word of God. Amen. Go with me now to Joshua chapter 1, verse 3 through 9. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon. Somebody say every place.
Every place.
Say it again, every place.
Every place.
That the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that have I given unto you as I said unto Moses. From the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and unto the great sea toward the going down of the sun shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee.
Thank you, Lord.
Be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land, which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper wherever you go.
Amen.
This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate therein day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous, and then you shall have good success.
Amen.
Have not I commanded thee?
Amen.
Be thou strong and of a good courage. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wheresoever you go.
Amen.
How many believe that this morning?
Amen.
I want you to take note of something here. In verse 9, have not I commanded you?
Amen.
God has not suggested this.
Amen.
God is not saying, okay, if you can, try to be strong for me. You know, try to have a little courage. No, God said, have not I commanded you? I'm not giving you a choice. I'm not giving you an alternative. This is not a multiple choice quiz. Have not I commanded you to be strong and of a good courage? Amen. There are people that are watching your life, and you need to be strong for them and of a good courage, even when you don't know what to do. Amen. Trust not in your own understanding. Lean on the Lord. Find your strength in God. God's not going to fail you nor forsake you. This is where faith comes alive. This is where faith is a reality. Some of us need to try him. The just shall live by their faith. And God has promised us never to fail us, nor forsake us. But he's demanding, he's commanding you, be strong. The song says, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Amen. Now, what we want to see here, that's the old covenant church. But Jesus is the Greek form of Joshua.
Amen.
The Hebrew general, Joshua, who led Israel into warfare. Now, this is what I want you to understand. When we talk about kingdoms clashing, Joshua was raised up to lead Israel into warfare.
Amen. That's it. Yes.
Moses led him out of Egypt.
Amen.
Joshua was raised up to lead him into warfare.
Amen.
To take the land. And let me remind you, the spies, that whole scenario, even though God didn't affirm that, they sent spies. And the Lord told them, there are seven nations mightier than you. And they're stronger than you. But be of good cheer. I command you to be strong because I've given you a promise. Question is, whose report do you really believe? Come on, really, whose report do you really believe? Amen? Now, to be prepared for greater victories, what we need is a greater revelation of who Jesus is. We must know him as more than just our Savior. Amen? As a matter of fact, to the surprise of many, in this last hour, Jesus is not just the shepherd. He's going to appear and is appearing to his people as a holy warrior dressed for battle. Forget all those calendars you see.
Amen.
Don't be deceived. He's dressed for war.
Amen.
He's coming, and he's not coming to negotiate.
Amen.
He's not coming to take prisoners. He's coming to take back everything that belongs to him. The earth is the Lord's. And the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. There's going to be a shaking and a separating. Wheat from the tare, goats from the sheep. To be honest, sometimes you wonder, what happened to so-and-so? What happened? And without being critical or judgmental, many times it's the Lord sifting.
Thank you, Lord.
Question to you. When Jesus does come, will you recognize him? Will you recognize him? When Israel wanted to speak or wanted to hear God for themselves, which God, that's his will, that we all hear him for ourselves, that we all have a relationship, for we are priests.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
And our salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm